So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Tom Shad covers the Commanders. He's been pretty busy as well. Tom, how about the development today out of the blue after what was 72 hours of kind of Mike McDaniel seemingly being the remaining head coach of the Dolphins? He gets fired, so the possibility that he could be the OC in D.C. is back on. Just how viable a candidate is he, and how likely is it that they can land him?
I think he's a viable candidate if he doesn't land in a head coaching job. I think it's safe to say he's going to be one of the most sought after candidates on the market for a coordinator position. And then the question is just, does he get another look as a head coach? Obviously had a decent amount of success there in Miami before they moved on, a overall record above 500. So really that's just, I think the fundamental question for me is will he be available as an OC candidate? And if he is, the ties to Dan Quinn are well documented. And I think he fits kind of, the mold of a different kind of more traditional Shanahan style offense that could really help do what they're looking for.
Where would this job here in Washington rank in terms of coordinator spots, in terms of desirable landing spots for somebody?
It's a great question. I think it kind of depends, as with it normally is with these things, on your opinion of the quarterback and kind of how you think they fit in your system. If you think really highly of Jared Goff, for example, maybe that Lions job is going to be more appealing to you. But I would have to think that a lot of people would be excited by the possibility of working with Jaden Daniels, just given the variety of things that he can do and all the promise that he's shown in his rookie year. So I would have to think for that reason that it's pretty high, but I guess it kind of depends on your opinion of quarterbacks.
I also wonder, too, it feels to me like getting to work with Daniels makes this job so good. His relationship with Quinn is maybe equally as big a deal. I mean, what is the bigger reason for optimism, do you think, or the bigger selling point in terms of landing McDaniel for Washington? Is it Daniels or Quinn?
Probably Daniels. I mean, I think there are obviously a lot of personal relationships in the coaching world, and that's not to discount that, but ultimately things work when you're winning, right? And everybody, I think, wants to be in a position where they think that they can have success. And Daniels is probably the primary reason why, if you're going to come in here and kind of implement your offense, you think that you can do that.
If it's not McDaniels, where will they go fishing? McDaniel, excuse me. I'm going to do that a million times, and I hope it stops, but I'm going to add the S, and I don't mean to. If it's not Mike McDaniel, where will they fish for their OC?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of directions I think they could potentially go. Another guy who has kind of similar ties as Mike McDaniel is Mike LaFleur, who's in Los Angeles. Obviously, the offensive coordinator with the Rams having a great year, but Sean McVay calls the plays there, so this would be an opportunity to get back to kind of calling his own shots like he did with the Jets. And obviously he's one of those guys, again, like McDaniel has ties to DQ, but also Adam Peters, a little bit of familiarity there in San Francisco. And then it just kind of beyond that, I think maybe a guy like Kevin Stefanski, depending on how things, shake out with him in the head coaching world, Brian Daboll, depending on how things work out there. I know that there's been some discussion of like a David Blau type. Obviously you could promote from within. You have him and Brian Johnson and Anthony Lynn. I think they would have to really present a compelling argument for how they would do things differently and what they think they could do for any of those guys to get the job.
What's the argument for Blau if he gets the job? How could they sell that?
I think the sales pitch would have to be, this young up and coming guy that's kind of not necessarily Sean McVay, but obviously you know this, Grant. You guys know this. Like, they've had really promising offensive minds in this building before and then let them go, whether it was McVay or O'Connell. So I think, that would kind of be their selling point, or Blau's selling point, I should say, is that, you get this young guy who's kind of on the rise before he becomes a big name, as opposed to, letting him walk and potentially become a big name somewhere else.
Tom, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.